Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Coming up on podcast 1238, Audi say their EVs are close to the same profitability of their fossil cars. Stick around. It's coming up. Also on the show today, how many ID3s have been ordered? We talk Volta trucks and the first Kia EV6 arrives in Norway for customers. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily for Friday, 8th of October. My name is Martin Lee. It's my job to go through thousands of stories a day and just pick out the stuff you really need to know about so that you're not buried in the noise of how much is happening in the world of electric vehicles. It's what I do for you every day, 7 days a week, and it's a joy to do this as well. And sometimes I come across things like this. It's a tweet. It's a single source story, so I present it to you as that. The tweet says, China's electric car manufacturer NIO will enter the German market from Q4 2022. A spokesperson confirms. Now, I've looked back at the person who tweeted this. It's in German. They seem pretty legit, as in with, you know, some reasonably good authenticity to the account. So, hey, it is what it is. It's a single tweet. I can't get that from the horse's mouth, so to speak, but NIO entering the German market this time next year. Until then, of course, they'll be in Norway with their battery swap stations and seeing how they go, at least for 12 months, in their first non-Chinese market to sell NIOs. But I tell you what, if that goes well, if Germany goes well, you know, you're bored of me saying it by now. The Chinese cars are coming. You just watch out. Right, we'll talk about German cars next, and one of those famous brands, Audi, say their EVs are close to the same profit margins as their combustion cars. Now, Audi accounted for more than a quarter of Volkswagen's first half operating profit this year, and they've embarked on an ambitious shift towards battery electric cars. Any new model they launch will be pure electric from 2026 onwards, and they'll phase out their combustion stuff at 2033, the latest, I believe. Which, as I mentioned yesterday on the podcast, is lightning fast for the auto industry. Audi's CFO back in August said it would take 2 to 3 years before the profitability of EVs would match their fossil gobblers, whereas the chief executive, Markus Duesmann, has now said he thinks it'll happen even more quickly. Apart from efforts to challenge Tesla and become the biggest seller of EVs, the Volkswagen Group, the world's number two car maker, or number one, depending on which metric you look at, is also doubling down on efforts to develop software, which the CEO, Herbert Diess, says is the industry's real game changer. Well, what's that quote from the Audi chief exec? Well, here it is. He says, "The point where we earn as much money with electric cars as with combustion engine cars is now, or next year, 2023. They are very even now, the prices," end quote. Well, look, if you really analyze what he said, it does sound like he's shooting the breeze a little bit. He says the point at which we earn as much money from EVs is now, or next year, or 2023. So, you know, I would say maybe split the difference sometime towards the end of next year. We know that the VW EVs are profitable. It was why they were late to the party. They always said, look, the MEB platform is being developed. We know that we are later than we want to be, but it means that everyone we sell makes a profit. That's the business they're in. And so they didn't want to sell them as loss leaders and, you know, fund a loss-making electric bit while the petrol stuff makes money. So Audi, a huge part of Volkswagen Group, putting out, if it's not an exact date, a very, very positive message there on the profitability of EVs. And hey, we've only just started making EVs. Like, and it's literally single figures of years. They've been making the Audi e-trons, plug-in hybrids, etc. But you know what? When these car companies get better at it, as Tesla are showing them how to do with their, you know, what are Tesla automotive margins now? I mean, this isn't a financial podcast, but 25, 26% automotive margins, I think, for Tesla. I think latest I read, maybe I'm looking at last quarter's numbers. Like, that is some stellar margin, right? And so when these other car companies catch up to Tesla, they'll soon see, oh, you can make EVs and you can make them very profitably. Ooh, let's make more of them. And thus it will happen. Next, let's talk about the parent company, VW, their VW brand and their ID3, the first car that they launched on the dedicated platform. How many ID3s have now been received? Well, 144,000 is the big number. But more importantly, I think half of those have gone to people who are brand new customers to Volkswagen. Strong performance of the ID3. After exactly a year on sale in Europe, by the end of September, the car had been ordered 144,000 times, and half of those had never driven a Volkswagen before. They were new to the brand. For comparison, on average, the ratio of new customers for other Volkswagen models is 36%. In the first half of the year, a strong demand for the ID3 and the other ID models as well made Volkswagen the market leader for electric cars in Europe. Within a very short time, of course, they have got ID3, ID4, the GTX, ID5 is coming as well. In August, the car was the most popular electric car in many markets, including Germany and the United Kingdom, Ireland, Austria, Switzerland. Based on new registrations, the ID3 also ranks top in Western Europe overall in the month of August. Now, of course, Tesla weren't delivering in August because they sort of do it in batches and they had a great September. But still, in order to meet strong demand, 1,200 of these electric cars are leaving the production line every day from Zwickau. And that is including Dresden as well. But Zwickau, the plant, the first one that they converted to all electric, has three shifts on both production lines every day. And production for the local market has started in Anting in China now as well. So some really good news coming out of that electric car company. Sorry, that car company that's making a lot of electric cars. Let's talk about the Audi e-tron Sportback. There's a facelifted version that's been spotted by the spy photographers. It's under camo, but we know it's coming. Now, I don't know about you, but the Audi e-tron still seems pretty new to me. It still seems pretty fresh. But they're facelifting it. The Audi e-tron has been selling well. The first ground-up EV for Audi. On the market in 2018, so it was due a mid-cycle refresh. Spies have been sending inside EVs some photos of the facelifted e-tron and its coupe version, the Sportback, wearing camouflage. Inside EV says, looking through the photos, the front end of the vehicle is getting a completely new face, along with new headlights, new bumper, new grille. Audi also added camouflage that extends onto the back of the front fenders and the side skirts, and we presume there are some changes hiding under there as well. Expecting to see the e-tron Sportback and the non-Sportback model debut next year. So maybe if you say it's going to be in 12 months' time, possibly it'll be as a 2023 model year, but I don't know why we'd have to wait so long for that. If it's under camo now, could be another 3-4 months and then we're ready. I mean, I don't think the engineering of the car is going to change. Not that I've heard, but oh, now I talk about it. Maybe we've got some updated tech specs. Now that's worth waiting for. The e-tron's a beast already at charging, one of the best. And so, we'll look out for that one. All right, next we'll talk about Volta. They make trucks and they're expanding their team. The Swedish electric startup Volta Trucks expanding their R&D team. They're based in the UK, by the way. The company is launching a recruitment drive to employ more than 280 people by the end of the year. This is electrive.com. Currently, Volta has over 150 employees, up from a handful at the beginning of the year. Volta Trucks are looking for industrial experts, commercial experts, talented and forward-thinking engineers. If you're one of those, get your application in. 70 positions have been advertised already. Earlier in September, Volta announcing series production of their truck. It's called the Zero, by the way, and it starts, the company Magna Steyr in Austria. They're going to be making the vehicle, I believe, for Volta. And the first examples will be used in Paris and London in fleets. Next, the Kia EV6 has arrived on Norwegian soil. Today, the first Kia EV6 left the vessel that pulled into Norway. It was called the Morning. Morning Lily was this particular shipping container, or this vessel, in the port of Drummond. There are high expectations for the new Kia electric crossover that now makes its way from the port to Norway, I should say. Specifically, according to Wataha.no, a local Norwegian website, I found this story. They got some pictures up on their website of these cars driving down the off-ramp of this car carrier. Awaiting the cars, as planned, the first cars will be delivered at the end of October to customers. There's also some demo cars for dealers. Some customers can book a test drive as well with those dealers of the Kia EV6. And many more vehicles arriving as the year progresses. They say, I'll pop a link to that newspaper in the show notes if you'd like to read more. Next, Model Y in China goes further, but it might not be as it seems. And why Tesla is building Model Y bodies with the new single-piece castings. Stick around, that's on the way.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
First, though, we'll talk about prices being raised at Tesla. Some of the financial Tesla blogs that I follow were rejoicing because, obviously, you know, for customers, price rising is bad. But for a business, if you can still sell out all of your products, and I think it's April, May, if you order a new Tesla now, some people are getting theirs, some by the end of the year for the performance specs. If you're a stockholder, a shareholder point of view, well, if you can make more money, more margin, raise prices, that's a good thing. After flurry of price increases in the first half of the year, last few months and weeks have been pretty stable, actually, for Tesla in terms of their pricing, only adjusting the price of the base Model S and Model X back in August. Now, we're only a couple of days into the fourth quarter, and Tesla are doing it again, increasing prices of the 3 and the Y, says TheStreet.com. Model 3 standard range, or the SR Plus, I should say, specifically, is $2,000 more expensive as of today. It now costs $42,000. A Model 3 performance goes up by a grand to $58,000. Model Y long range up by a grand to 55, and Model Y performance up by a grand to 62. Because of Tesla's order backlog, Q2 didn't reflect the full impact of the earlier price changes in the year, so they're going to filter through. We'll find out more. Tesla earnings, for those that follow these kind of things, I think it's going to be Monday, October 25th. Could be wrong on that one. Well, if you look back at where we started, this year started with a Tesla standard range in the US costing $38,000. Now it's $4,000 more, and they're selling everyone that they can possibly make. Again, maybe they're not making as many at the minute because of chip shortages. We know the last quarter was a record. We don't know how Q4 has started, but either way, Model Y is now $5,000 more expensive for the Model Y long range compared to the beginning of the year. But if you can, that's why the people I follow who are all about the kind of financial side of Tesla were seemed very, very happy. I think of the customers more than the sort of, you know, bulls, bears, up, down, all that malarkey. And if you think from a customer's perspective, if you just bought the car, certainly call them. And if they won't change the price, cancel it and reorder. But for anyone kind of sitting on their hands before Christmas, getting their money together, I mean, it sucks whenever there's a price change. And Tesla's price changes are always highlighted more than other car makers. Look, you know, there's plenty of dealers across the US which will have a variation of prices, right? So there's, as I mentioned earlier in the week on the podcast, 5,000 Mustang Mach-Es in inventory, whether that is on dealer lots or currently in transit. Like, there's going to be a variation in prices of those, but they never get reported because, well, it's just the way it's always been, whereas, you know, Tesla sneezes and the world stops. And so, but it does suck for those customers that have been just getting ready to push the button. $2,000 more, please. Well, let's talk next about Model Y made in China. This tweet, now there's someone who tweets called Ray4Tesla, claiming that the Model Y is getting a 28-mile range boost. I dispute that. I don't think it's getting any more range. I think it's maybe either a different battery, in which case the headline should be Model Y gets more range because of a different battery. But people are saying, oh, they've worked their magic with the software. I don't think that's the case. Other people have different theories. But either way, the Model Y in China for the local market is now showing on its website on the design studio as 28 miles more than it used to. And so this Twitter account saying, oh, wow, they've got more mileage out of the Model Y, long range and performance. The prices have stayed the same. Of course, it's a pro-Tesla tweet, so account, I guess. They're going to see it a certain way. The blog Tasmanian says that Model Y for overseas markets might also get the range increase because they registered several new variants recently, and one of them was for exports, so that could be filtering through. I'm not sure it's this. Is it more range or is it more reported range? Did the cars always go that far and they've simply changed the wording on their website? That could have happened, which no one pointed out today. It could be a change to the way that the NEDC testing standard gets measured. Now, last July, China was meant to be moving to the WLTP test cycle. And if they don't, obviously it hasn't happened. I think the next date is 2023 when that happens. And so that'll bring it in line with the worldwide testing procedure, apart from EPA, of course, which is a little different. So maybe WLTP, WLTC is coming. That should start soon. Could the number be a change from the cells, right? So what could have happened is in those versions of the Model Y, they could have gone, so LG make a different type of cell, 2170 cell. They could have gone from the 4.6 amp hour to the 5 amp hour LG cells. The total pack would have gone from 75 to 81 kilowatt hours, in which case it's a bigger battery. So that would be a different headline. But I'm not sure they just magically got more mileage out of the same battery pack. I think they've done something with the engineering, but I don't know that. So if you do have a theory, I'd love to hear from you on that one. Next, Tesla is building Model Y bodies with a single front and rear casting, according to Electrek. In an auto-making first, Tesla has been building the Model Y with two giant single cast pieces for the front and the back. They've already been doing the Model Y with the single rear piece, which replaced a different way of doing it, which was 70 different parts stamped together. Welded, I suppose, together. It says Electrek. Earlier this year, a picture of the first single front casting of the Model Y at the Gigafactory Texas was leaked. Tesla has been wanting to go a step further and join those two parts, the front and the rear, single cast piece, with a single central piece, the structural battery pack. So the way I see it is the structural battery pack with the new, larger 4680 cells. You bolt the seats on top of it, and then you bolt the, which saves, you know, robot arms going in and out of the vehicle once it's done. So then you put the seats on top, then you attach the front and the rear entire sections and bolt them to the battery, and then you can fit the rest of the car. I imagine that's how they'll do it. Fascinating to see that. I know next to nothing about automotive manufacturing in the grand scheme of things, so never done that as a job. I'm not going to pretend to be an expert, so we'll wait and see. But it's really fascinating how the Model Y coming out of Berlin will be very different to the Model Y, how it started its life, right? And Model Y made at Gigafactory Texas will be very different to what comes out of Fremont as well. Super, super interesting. Can't wait to see when we get more details about whether it'll be using that new battery technology as well. Love it, love it. Right, finally, a first look at Rivian's Sentry Mode equivalent. So, of course, Rivian have all the cameras, etc., etc., like Teslas do, and they're going to use them. But they've called their technology GearGuard. Their security tech is GearGuard, and the GearGuard buddy was spotted on the screen inside the car. A little cartoon character, so more playful than, because Tesla's quite menacing, like, whereas Rivian have gone for a different look. Teslarati say a short clip from the Twitter user DLove revealed Rivian's kid-friendly GearGuard buddy, which is activated when you leave the vehicle on its own. The character captured in the short clip was seen in a Rivian video posted last month as well. According to Rivian's director of UX design, Brennan Boblett, owners can activate a suite of security products through GearGuard. GearGuard seems to be an umbrella term for all of their security features. Using the Driver Plus hardware installed in all Rivians, like 11 cameras, 12 sensors, 5 radars, high-precision GPS. They've not really told us more about it, but now we're getting some more details. Can't wait to find out more about it. And that's your podcast for today. Question of the Week is back on Sunday in a couple of days' time. We'll set a brand new one for you to answer. Thanks to everyone on Patreon. You can check out how we fund this podcast. It's patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. And thanks to our premium partners, Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of The Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging. They're on the US mainland. And Aloha Charge, they're in Hawaii. Derek Riley is running his EV Review Island YouTube channel, which is stellar and brilliant. And I love the stuff that he does, not just cars, but also, you know, commercial vehicles, personal mobility. It's a really important thing, and it's often forgotten by other YouTube channels. Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK has a rather lovely e-tron GT right now. If that was in my budget, that would also be in my driveway, but it's not in my budget, so which is why it's still in his showroom, by the way. And emobilitynorway.com, have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.